Second and eight now as Erla gets the call from his sideline from Cuthrell, the head coach. With 8 minutes left in the first quarter. We'll get to the reason why I'm sidetracked right now in a second. And there's a fumble in the backfield. Erla tried to hand this one off. He did, but there was not complete connection there to number six, Sawyer Cuthrell, and it went down to the turf, and he loses 3 yards, and luckily Cuthrell was there to pick it up for Cassidy to retain possession. And now with 7:35 left in the first, Cassidy facing a third and 11.
Credit the tackler there. Right place, right time, number 73, Jonas Herman.
This is the seventh play of this drive. Third and 11, coming out in the eye. Straight eye. Earl under center, three men in single file. Earl looking to pass, rolling to his right. Has to scramble, here comes Hiram Beach. And batted down, pass was intended for number 33. TJ Moore, the sophomore, he's not happy about that one. And good coverage by Hiram Beach's number 20, Chris Keys, the cornerback, 5'10 senior. Knocked this one down with the tip pass, and now fourth down and 11 to go for Cassidy. A punt coming up.
Yeah, good zone defense there by Harvard Beach. Not fooled by the play action. Chris Keys baited a throw there. Cassidy quarterback, Earl had nowhere to go with it but there. Keys did a nice job knocking it down. Irrelevant though, that pass play would have only got him about halfway to the first down marker. High snap.
Yeah, high snap, and they're going to have to scramble on this one. Number 85, the punter. And number 80 for Harbor Beach, Dalton Oakey comes through with the tackle. Number 85, Parker Hare, the junior punter, hadn't too much with that as it was a high snap. And Harbor Beach will take over on downs at Cassidy's 25-yard line on the brink of the red zone. First and 10, right to left crosser radio.
Yeah, rainbow snap there, went super high up in the air. It was all he could do, 85, Parker Hare, to reel that thing in, and all he did was run sideways and just go to the ground. Great penetration by the defensive line on special teams, led there by Dalton Oakey, and 57, Preston Livingston right there to make the play.
3 minutes and 1 second on that last possession. Eight plays and covered 26 yards. Now Harbor Beach in the spread offense. Hands it off to number seven, Brandon Puff, and he's still out for the running. He's out to the 15-yard line. It's going to be close to a first down. Brandon Puff, a junior running back, 6'1", 164, and he has a set of wheels on him there. They're going to say he's short of the first down by about a half a yard. Second down to go, and a half a yard. Brandon Puff was dragging defenders all over him.
And you mentioned right there, he's quick, but he's strong too, not bouncing off of guys and can't continue to keep moving. Tackler there, three of them there, but led by number 75, Ethan Monti.
Spread formation, Shelkey hands this off to Puff again, around the left end, breaks free of one tackle at the 13, gets down all the way down to the 10, and that's where he's gonna mark him down. Tackled by number 75, Ethan Monti, the junior for Cassidy. But regardless of first and down, new set of downs for Harbor Beach, and they're going to say first and goal for the Pirates. 6:18 left in the first quarter. No score here in Harbor Beach as both teams' first possessions resulted in punts. Cassidy's eight-play drive with a lot of momentum went sideways with a high snap on the punt. This one's a handoff to Austin Seltz with
spin
the spin move at the
and
five.
And it's going to get him in.
And he's in for the touchdown, Harbor Beach. Austin Seltz from 10 yards out finds himself into the end zone, and Harbor Beach strikes first, 6-0 over the Cassidy Redhawks.
Wow.
6:11 left.
Looked like about a 3 or 4 yard gain, and TJ Moore, I think, is still putting his shoes back on as he got spun right out of the gym, and a great move by Austin Seltz to break the extra 3 yards into the end zone. So fast, Clark, so fast.
25-yard possession there due to the short field on the high punt, which had to go and get brought down to the 25-yard line. So Mitch Hearn out for the extra point for Harbor Beach. That's a little bit of a high snap. They still get it off, and it is no good wide left. So with 6:11 left in the first quarter, Harbor Beach strikes first, 6-0 over the Cassidy Redhawks on the WLW Sports Network.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection. inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
Harbor Beach strikes first, 6-0 over the Cassidy Redhawks due to a short field set up by a botched punt. High snap, and Harbor Beach brought him down at the 25-yard line, which set up the three-play drive for 25 yards, consisted of 50 seconds, and an Austin Seltz 10-yard scamper for a touchdown. Extra point was no good, so it's 6-0 Cassidy, or Harbor Beach.
I got a score update. Ubley throws an interception on their first possession. One play later, Lakers scores on an 11-yard touchdown run. 6-0 Lakers.
And a nice kick from Hearn comes down to the 5-yard line. Brought in by number 11, Harbor Beach meets him at the 26. As Harbor Beach's fan base fired up here, Drew Loomis brought that in for the return. We have a down player for Harbor Beach holding a knee. This is never good, regardless of the team, regardless of the player. Holding his knee, this does not look good for Harbor Beach here. Player down at the 20-yard line. It was a 21-yard return for Drew Loomis. Harbor Beach emergency crews on hand. Starting to mobilize his foot, seeing if that hurts any. If I were to guess here, this potentially ACL. It's definitely not a cramp. It's not the weather for cramps. Still can't get a number here for this down player.
Hopefully it's more of a bruised thigh so he's just holding the knee in precaution to where the injury is. You always hope it's not the knee, but that's definitely where he's got his hand holding onto it.
Hate to see this in high school. That's why you have emergency crews standing by at every game. Eastern here, an ambulance here for Harbor Beach with on-field staff. Ambulance standing by as well as their mobile mule. 6:05 left in the first. Harbor Beach 6, Cassidy nothing. As we have an injured player for Harbor Beach in the black jersey on the kickoff. And Dave, this is exactly the reason why the NFL is looking at changing kickoffs. They keep fiddling with it every preseason, changing it around a little bit, moving where they kick it off, whether it's a dead ball, if it's certain situations.
They've eliminated some of it already by moving the kickoff so much farther up. A lot of the pro teams, for example, just boot it out the back of the end zone and just take it at the 20. But there are times where the kick doesn't fly as far, wind-related, weather-related, just don't hit it as good, and you still get these guys running at full speed all the way across the field. It looks like we can see him sitting
number
up now. It looks like Jonas Herman.
Takes his helmet off. Now sitting up. Definitely looks like a knee to me here. As they're Ron Rubel, defensive coordinator, and Warren Ramsey actually helping him get off. It's his left knee. Not putting any pressure on that, but it's coming off with a little of assistance. We'll see how he does.
Jonas Herman, a senior leader, tackle and nose guard, both sides of the football, 6 foot, 210 pounds, and a key element on the running game and pass protection.
So Cassidy win offense now. Mason Erland, number 7, your quarterback for Cassidy, stands at the 26-yard line in their own territory, under center, T formation, and they're going to bring the mule out here now that Jonas Herman's to the sideline. And he'll be heading to Harbor Beach Community Hospital. Handoff to number 6, Sawyer Cutthrell. He's out for about a 9-yard, maybe 10-yard gain. Forward progress has him stopped at the 36 as he busted right through the line. And they're going to give him a definite 9 yards out to the just shy of the 41, or excuse me, the 36. And there's the single, first and 10 for Cassidy. Has a nice first down run there for 10 yards.
Tackler there for Harbor Beach. The deep safety, Josh Shelkey.
First and 10 for Cass City now at the 36